This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
At least one side of the Philadelphia story last night was a positive one. The Eagles continue to roll. They remain undefeated. The winning streak keeps going for them. Now the Phillies, on the other hand, facing elimination already, as the World Series last night is done. They take the travel day today, and they head to Houston now for Game 6 and 7 with the Astros up 3-2. What a turn of events it was there in Philadelphia. Hello, everybody. It's Barton Hahn live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. Bart will be heading this way shortly. He is probably rambling down the hallway from Studio A and heading to us momentarily, as he just finished first take for a second day with his suit and everything else on. It is a very busy day here. Woj just giving us a thumbs up as he walks by. And again, you never know who you're running into here at Seaport. That's what the best part about hanging around here is, that everyone is here of all the different sports that we cover. So we have now week 8 underway in the NFL, and it is a very interesting week, no doubt. And it begins with the Eagles and what they do, which is what they've been doing all year, continuing to win. Did I mention we are presented by Progressive Insurance? Well, we are. And, of course, if you want to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. McCall line, you can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It is the one fans deserve. As Bart is. Yes, there he is. Look at you, man. Yeah. All right. Come on. Get settled. Everybody's waiting for you. They want to hear from you. We're getting everything set up and ready to go. As we're
they didn't make my minimum requirement. My suit got to get at least 7 minutes of airtime.
Right.
Don't he gave me 5. Once again, Energy Vampire sapped all the energy out of the show.
What happened
and
now?
And ate into my time. Mr. Kyrie, thank you very much for taking away my time.
Well, at least you got an apology finally, right? Like, our long national nightmare is now over.
Was that really an apology, or was that something forced as the walls were closing in? There's no contrition there.
At this point, I don't care. I'm just glad.
That's what's the problem is. He's so dumb to even be able to play the game. Mm. At least know how to play the game.
Thank you.
Like, all you had to do, it wasn't difficult. It's like all you have to do is say, hey, you're against racism and anti-Semitic, you know, views and all that stuff. That's all you had to say. We've seen this movie before, mm-hmm. and we criticize that. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to say that you white supremacy? Right? We've seen these type of things before. Mm-hmm. It's not that difficult.
No.
It's not some extreme take that you're against those things. It's not like, oh, this dude's extreme.
It's also not like, well, I'm not going to say it because you want me to say it. That's not you just being petulant.
Yeah, well, what happened now? When they suspended his ass, all of a sudden apology comes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, seeing everything from yesterday with the
we know
Nets,
you don't
and I guess
it.
We'll flip it a little bit here, and we'll just get into that side of it since that's where Bart started, and that's fine because we were getting to that shortly. But, yes, Kyrie Irving was suspended by the Nets for at least 5 games, and, you know, their reasoning, of course, was mainly because he just refused to apologize. Simply just say,
it was a joke.
My bad, I screwed up, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, you know, they said his repeated failure to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs, because remember, he wouldn't say it, he just kept saying, how can I? Like, he just kept playing the game. And eventually, you have to understand, there's a game you can play, and a lot of guys like to play with the media. You're trying to get me to say something, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to do this. That's one thing. When it's to this extreme, where you're really just pissing everybody off, it's pretty obvious that the thing to do is just to back off, tone it down, and then just say, yeah. No, I didn't want to get to this level.
Yeah.
But of course not. No, I don't. If you need me to say it, I'm going to say it. So the Nets said that Kyrie Irving is currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets, which is a pretty strong statement, you know, for a team to make. Now, in an Instagram post, after all this, because he's being suspended, by the way, without pay.
Yeah.
And he just then said to all the Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. So there. That's it. And then he said, I initially reacted out of emotion to being unjustly labeled anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. See, to me, that's it. That's all anybody wanted, was just for you to acknowledge that, and now we all just move on.
I don't think you do.
It became way too much.
I don't think you do, though. It's like,
you don't think so?
It's like when you if you have a teammate say something.
But he just admits he was being stubborn.
He's kicking my ass.
Yeah, that thing is really beating you up right now. He was being stubborn. And to me, I'll go fix that. Like, just being stubborn like that caused unnecessary outrage. It cost you money. Like,
this weaponized.
Was, it was and no reason for you to have to just go to this extreme. You just wanted to, almost out of sport.
Yeah.
And look what it cost you. That's it. No, I mean, you know, all the other stuff, forget all the other stuff.
And once again, in light of what Kanye West, the mental breakdown he had, that cost him $1.5 billion.
I'm not putting
No.
But I get you.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because Kanye West is using Kyrie Irving, his remarks and his comments as, oh, look what happens when you speak up for yourself and freedom of speech. So now that, look, Kanye's even going so far to he tried to throw Shaq in, and Shaq was like, look, brother, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, right.
You don't know me.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go there. Right. I'm going to take your advice. Don't talk about people who, I don't take advice from people who got less money than me. So Shaq went at him at that point.
Right.
You know what I mean? This just happened. You know, this isn't black Twitter, Twitterverse and all that type of stuff. That's kind of what's going on. But what Kyrie did is gave, especially during, like, right now it's political times. It's about to be a lot of elections. You have people that are afraid to vote.
We're already
and now you have anti-Semitic or you got hate crimes on Jewish brothers and sisters at an all-time high.
Well, the FBI alert that was put out yesterday in Newark about telling people to be a little more vigilant right now. They've gotten some threats.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, it's what I'm saying. This is too volatile for you to be. Yeah. Like, and that's my,
we're
I guess
not that far
why,
from Pittsburgh, right?
Why was everybody so mad? Like, there's a lot of people that are Kyrie fans that are mad and they're just like, you know, you're making this too much.
Weaponized.
And all that stuff. And you have to understand, like, what we're saying is that you made too much of something that did not need to go that far because you were being stubborn.
And people get hurt.
And I'm not apologizing. You know what it is? It's like your drunk friend. You know, like when you were out at a club, you probably never had this experience, but I have. One friend is drunk, and he's just acting up. And the bouncer comes over, and he's just like
yo, get your boy.
Tell your boy to check your boy, you know? And then, I don't have to apologize to anybody. I can act the way I want. All right, listen, you guys are going to be out of here if he doesn't stop. And then you're like, dude, will you just tell him you're sorry and knock it off? I'm not apologizing to anybody. And now you're out on the street. Now you just ruined my night. All you had to do was say you're sorry. I ain't saying sorry to anybody. Like, that's the problem there. Is for Kyrie, it was just simply, I refuse to say sorry because you're trying to make me say sorry. Instead of just saying, all right, my bad. Like, that's it. Sometimes it's okay to just say, my bad. And all the rest of it, we'll figure that out later. Then we can talk about everything else that maybe you have on your mind. But because you refused to do that, it led to all of this. And now, again, listen to Brian Windhorst, and you just wonder, like, what is next with this whole situation? What is next
he's suspended now?
And with Kyrie and the Nets and even Kyrie's future. Here's Wendy with Mike Greenberg, actually, was on this, the Hoop Collective podcast.
We're in the unpredictability zone here. I apologize for saying this because I don't think he's a bad person. Sean Marks has no credibility. What he says, especially in regards to Kyrie Irving, has no credibility. The Brooklyn Nets and the way they've handled Kyrie for the last couple of years have no credibility. So what they say and what they end up doing are not connected. So I don't honestly care what he says, and I don't know what's going to happen. The track record is that ultimately Kyrie gets what he wants, and he does face some sanctions, but ultimately is brought back in and allowed to do whatever he wants. He's been allowed to do whatever he wants for years.
Now, I completely agree with Wendy. I think once this blows over, they'll bring him back, and then he'll continue to. You know, he is a guy that just continued to be empowered to do what he wants because of his basketball talent.
But I think it runs out at the end of this year. Like nobody, no other team is going to put up with that. And then he's going to find himself without a team. And you know, maybe the Lakers are the only team that have put up with it. But if you listen to some of the comments by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I don't know what they're doing out there.
Those are strong statements, right?
And just remember, we're just 2018 from the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh, where you know you talk about the biggest 11 people pass and die.
Yeah,
and that's because of the rhetoric about people saying things, anti-Semitic things about the Jewish community and how they're controlling our society. And not everybody's intelligent enough to know that Kyrie's full of hot air. They start weaponizing and thinking they're doing something for the greater good. Mm. Like, come on, man. You got to understand where we are in this world right now. And you talk about, you know, what we just came from when people were calling it the Asian virus and then attacks against the Asian community went up. Right? We got to stop this, man. We got to stop this. You know, all this
hate speech leads to tearing us apart when people who claim that they are people of peace, which they are not. You talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. On his Substack, he wrote this. There's little hope that Kyrie will change because he's insulated by fame and money and surrounded by yes people. There's no motivation to learn how to distinguish propaganda from facts. All that's left is for the world to decide how it should respond to him. And the Nets responded accordingly. At the very least, five games.
Yeah.
Without pay. And then figuring out where they go from there. He does then immediately post an apology.
Right, because that's the only thing that he cares about is the game. Money he has. The game he can't control.
Yeah.
Because that's something that he can run out of. He has enough money that he probably won't run out. But he doesn't have an infinite amount of time to continue to play basketball and be able to do what he loves the most. It's like one of those things, like you can whoop your, like for me, whooping me, whatever, I'll eat that up, Mom, thank you. Tell me I can't play in the game on Friday, that hurts.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got Glenn in Jersey. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yo, fellas, don't you understand? I can't believe celebrities and people, athletes, still put out tweets that aren't what would be considered vanilla. I mean, if you put anything out there, you never get promoted or a bonus. You only get disciplined and fired. I mean, I just don't understand why people think they can put out tweets like they're talking in their garage. You can't do that. And I can't believe celebrities and athletes aren't more hip to that.
You can do whatever
you want, but you got to face the consequences.
Yeah, it's not just athletes. Right. It's people. Mm-hmm. It's people in positions of power. It's people with an audience. They forget. They act like, you know, it's an isolated event, like only a couple people see it.
Yeah.
And you can take it down wherever you want. People take screenshots of that stuff. It's there.
That's right.
So you just like Herm Edwards said, just don't push sin. Where are your friends? Like, maybe you should check with somebody that you trust before you actually push sin. Like, hey, you know what? I think we're okay.
I'm glad you made that reference because Herm Edwards is going to join us later in the show. Herm back in the family of the ESPN.
We call it foreshadowing.
That was well done. A little tease for you there. All right, so this is over and done with, at least for now. And I'm just curious what everybody thinks. Everybody's got their opinion on Kyrie, whether he's right or wrong about, you know, the criticism he has faced. But what I want to know is that do we just move on now? The apology was given. Do we just move on?
Nope.
Or is this like, you know what? It's been this. It's been the vaccination stuff. It's the flat earth stuff. It's everything else. It's him talking about the Alex Jones stuff. It's like, is it just to a point now where I'm just done with this guy? I'm ready to move on. I just, you know, just apologize. Be a good guy and apologize. Okay, good. We move on. That's what I say. What do you say? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, as promised, though, big night in Philly, a positive and a negative. We'll get to what happened in Philadelphia.
Eagles
and the Phillies. Yeah, no, a big
defense.
Night for the fans
boom,
there.
Boom, defense.
But first,
boom, defense.
Let me tell you that these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy. It takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Bart and Allen on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Yes, let's do a little Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger. And Getting It Done last night in Philadelphia was Justin Verlander. But it was also Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles as they were playing. So Houston versus Philadelphia, it was a split. So the Eagles are 8-0 for the first time in franchise history. And the Texans put up a little bit of a fight.
Man, yeah.
You know, but it went as expected, did it not?
Yeah, it did. Their defense is just so bad. They can't get off the field. A 17-play drive. Like, at least scratch him. Jeez.
At least scratch him. Jalen Hurts, though, has said, he's just say this, I've been 8-0 before.
I know it's special for the city of Philadelphia, you know, and I mean, I've been 8-0 before and lost the national championship, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just take it day by day. You know what I'm saying? Take it day by day. We haven't accomplished anything yet, you know, and it's just it's a day-by-day thing of us trying to grow every day. I think that's truly what it's about.
I mean,
they look vulnerable to me.
Why is that? What'd you see?
Can't stop the run. Getting bounced around by the Houston Texans. That kid Pierce was like, and they knew it was coming. Nothing they can do about it. If I'm the other teams in NFC, man, if I'm San Francisco, I'm encouraged.
Well, it's interesting. You said that it's December 4th, right? They'll be 11-0. They play the Titans on December 4th, and you think that's when that O has got to go.
Titans got somebody else on upset alert when you think about Kansas City.
We'll get to that, certainly. Yeah, you're right. The Titans suddenly have everybody's attention. So you say it's going to be then. So it's still a couple more games. They're going to win. Sal Palantonio was on with us yesterday, and he thinks it's going to be a lot sooner.
The toughest game that they have coming up is the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. Because Taylor Heineke is playing with house money.
Desperation.
No, seriously. Yeah. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, Bart. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He don't care.
He's like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What can they do to... What can they do to Taylor Heineke? Honestly, what can they do to him? So he just lets it hang out. It's all
constant.
He just lets it loose, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, he's talking more about Taylor Heineke, the quarterback, and the Commanders, and how it's a divisional
game. They got good players.
You never mess around with divisional games, of course. And
4-4.
You know, could it happen as soon as their next game? I mean, could you see that or no?
Are Washington, are they 1-3 with Taylor Heineke? You got to start doing that, like to believe.
Yeah.
Like, we don't say, ever since we got rid of Carson Wentz, you know what I'm saying? We have a 75% winning percentage. You know what I mean? You start doing that to hype yourself up.
Right. You put it
but
in
you
your
think
head
about
you
think
you
about
can
Gibson,
win.
You think about Curtis Samuel, you think about McLaurin. You got weapons.
Of course.
And we'll see. Like, divisional games don't really matter.
Now, Washington plays Minnesota on Sunday. I mean, you're talking about that's a tough game.
It's at 1 o'clock, baby.
Yeah. Oh.
Solar-powered Kirk, baby. Kirk,
yeah. And even though it's on the road, he's going home. Kirk Cousins back in Washington.
I'm
and
going
during daylight.
Home, I'm going home.
Yeah, you kind of feel like – you would take Minnesota in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to be an –
I've been wrong before, though.
Yes, you have. Remind you of that.
Not that much. But,
no.
I mean,
no.
You was really excited today. But, was I wrong yesterday?
Again, you were right, though, about the other side of the Philadelphia story, and that, of course, is the Astros. And they go from just being obliterated in Game 3 to shut it down. I mean, the Phillies have two runs in two games at home in a building where they have been dominant in the playoffs. And so this series now feels like
it's over. Finito.
Isn't it amazing? And when Verlander gave up the home run to Schwarber, like right away, weren't you thinking like, here we go again?
Yep, but he settled down.
Bases loaded. He locked up the inning. He gets out of that, and that was huge. Yeah, Dusty almost swallowed his toothpick, his diamond toothpick.
I just found out he goes to Hawaii to get those.
Oh, how'd you hear that?
Well, I talked to the Tide Father. He said he goes to Hawaii. He has a huge compound out there, and he has a huge compound in Cali as well. So he says he gets them out there. So he may already have a toothpick deal, or he definitely gets free toothpicks. But if you think about it, I think he says it helps him with his teeth or something. It's like some place, it's like they have stuff in them. You know what I mean? They help clean his teeth or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine. If is he chewing seeds and it kind of helps him keep the seeds from sticking in his teeth?
But you talk about the defense yesterday, and I also the Tide Father told me that Jeremy Pena, the young kid, first shortstop that hit a home run in the World Series. He said something like that, but he says he believes he's the next Derek Jeter. Good luck, Yankees. Like this kid has
Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman are talking
slow pulse.
Right, I believe it's right now. Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. You talk about how while this is going on, they're gonna meet the like I said, play last year's all over again.
Yeah.
But you're right. Watching the Astros, you just say to yourself.
They've reloaded. Like, it's only Bregman and Altuve that's really from that old school regime.
Now, do you want the good stat or the bad stat? Which one you want?
The bad.
All right. The bad stat is that maybe the Phillies have the Astros right where they want them.
Sure.
Down 3-2, heading back to Houston. We've seen this before.
Sure.
In 2019.
Sure.
And what happened then?
What happened?
They lost.
Okay.
Yeah. They lost in 7 to the Nationals.
Was Dusty Baker their manager?
Yeah.
That was last year?
No, it was 2019. Wasn't he the manager?
How long has he been the manager?
Right. No,
yeah,
right.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Dusty time right. has come.
Do you want
the no, good, no, give me the good one because that wasn't even that bad because it's not the same manager.
Teams that take a 3-2 series lead by winning game five go on to win the World Series 68% of the time. 68 doesn't sound like that high. I mean, you knew it would be over 50.
I'll take that.
You'll take 68.
I'll take damn near 70%.
I mean, that's, yeah.
That's 7 out of 10 times.
68.2, so it's really 68.
Yeah, round up, Alex.
Doesn't really change it.
Yeah, round up.
All right. But still.
I can't wait till Altuve comes around.
I need this to be over with.
And he tears his shirt off and he has no tattoo. Oh, I can't wait.
I just need
And he go flex, too, like Hulk Hogan. It ain't no stinking tattoo.
I want it over with. I just want it over with so we can just move forward. But yes.
No, we don't do that until the Sports Illustrated documentary video come out.
The Eagles get it done, but so do the Astros in Philadelphia. Getting it done brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call, click Grainger, or just stop on by. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On a Football Friday, we're just getting started. We've got your calls. We'll get to them. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think right now, his future in Brooklyn, I think it's fair to say, is unclear. And they were in a position now, I think, where they had to suspend Kyrie Irving.
There are so many people within the organization who are so tired of the stuff off the floor.
Hi, it's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the story continuing for this week. And as the Nets now get back to playing games, they will do so at least without Kyrie Irving for the next at least five games. We'll see where this goes from here. Now they are just talking about it one more day, and they just want to move on and play basketball. At least that's what Kevin Durant said.
Nobody will talk down on nobody for how they feel or abuse anything. I just didn't like anything that went on. I feel like it was all unnecessary. I felt like we could have just kept playing basketball and kept quiet as an organization. I just don't like none of them.
Do you feel the suspension is unfair?
I believe and trust in the organization and do what's right. It's an unfortunate situation for people that are impacted by this situation. I mean, it just sucks all around for everybody, and hopefully we can move past it.
Spoken to Kyrie, especially since his apology last night?
No, I haven't.
So I know it's hard to hear it there. That was at shoot-around this morning as the Nets are in Washington. They'll play the Wizards tonight. It's, you know, him basically just kind of saying, you know, I wish none of this happened. It's
don't put me in it, man. Why? Yeah. I'm not
is that what you're
Kyrie,
translating
yeah, I'm not the Kyrie spokesman, man. Leave me alone. The organization's going to do what they're going to do. You want to ask what the organization did and why they did it? Ask them. Mm-hmm. Quit asking me, man.
Yeah.
We're not mutually exclusive, man. We're not together.
That's what
we're
heard.
We're not too. Siamese twins, man. Leave me alone. Why do I always have to get pulled into this stuff? I got the vaccine, I showed up. I don't want to have to answer questions about this dude. This dude is his own free thinker, if y'all haven't realized. Ask him. Don't ask me about him. Ask him about him.
Yeah.
Or ask the head coach about him. Or ask the owner about him. Or ask the general manager. I ain't got time to be doing this. Man, I got better things to do in my life than be sitting up here asking and trying to figure out what the hell this dude's thinking.
Well, we will hear from the GM in moments. But KD, after this little session he had with the media at the shoot-around, was facing a lot of social media criticism because he essentially was just saying how this whole thing it went too far, it was blown up too much, it was too much being said about it, and that it sucks. And he's right. Like, all of it sucks. Like, I just want to play basketball, man.
What is he supposed to say?
So he then had to go to Twitter, of course, to say, I just want to clarify the statements I made at Shootaround. I see some people are confused. I don't condone hate speech or anti-Semitism. I'm about spreading love always. Our game unites people, and I want to make sure that's at the forefront. You know, and I'm with you. I do think it's a bit unfair that he gets pulled into this and now has to be a spokesman.
Yeah.
But, once again, you align yourself with certain people. That's
part of the deal. Basketball,
yes,
man.
Yes, you're right.
Listen, I can't be responsible if my teammates is a bad husband, a bad father, a bad member of society. I signed up because of what he did on the basketball court. I didn't know nothing about what this dude did as a person, what his personal views and beliefs was. I don't believe it. Half of us don't believe in half the things that our coworkers believe in. I'm here. I know I can speak for myself. I can't speak for nobody else.
All right. Well, he did say, like you said, let's hear from the GM. All right. Well, Sean Marks did talk, was asked about what the next steps will be. So here's the question with his response.
You know, there is going to be some remedial steps and measures that have been put in place for him to obviously seek some counseling, you know, designated by the team from dealing with some anti-hate and some Jewish leaders within our community. You know, he's going to have to sit down with them. He's going to have to sit down with the organization after this, and we'll evaluate and see if this is the right opportunity to bring him back.
Was there any consideration of waiving him, releasing
him? No, not at this particular time.
So they're not going to waive him. See, makes that clear.
Yeah. See, but for me, like, he shouldn't have to be forced to meet with somebody from the Jewish community. He's a grown man. He's allowed to have whatever views that he wants. Now, he just can't respect them. I've worked with people, I'm sure, that hated black people, that thought that Jim Crow and all those times were the best times in American history. I don't care. Just keep your beliefs to yourself. I don't have time to preach to you about why this is wrong. Like, if he don't care, he don't care. Like, you can't make him care. So making him sit down in front of somebody like he's getting scolded like a child so you can educate him,
I'm with you,
ain't
going
to make him a better person.
I don't understand why now we have to go here.
Yeah, we don't have to go here.
Man, just
apologize. You got suspended because your actions
yes.
were weaponized and your actions were wrong and your words were wrong. Now, if you believe that, you can believe that. But you can't verbalize that and wear my uniform. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
But I'm not about to sit there and have to preach to somebody. It's like somebody saying, oh, I don't believe in abortion, so you got to go to an anti-abortion rally
and hear people.
You can't do that. You can't
force people.
This
is why
we
get exhausted by it, right? Because now it just turns into this whole thing.
Change somebody's heart.
But doesn't it bring you back to the what is the lesson here? Just say you're sorry. My bad. Yeah, you know what? I was tripping. I shouldn't have done that. It's as simple as just simply like, you know what? I would have actually, I know it sounds crazy, but I would have actually felt fine if he said, I actually just watched the trailer. I had no idea it was that bad.
Yeah,
but I took it down right away once I saw that. I had no idea. I'm sorry. I really didn't watch it. If he said that, I would have been like, all right. We've all kind of been there. You thought
so
I was
arrogant.
Trying to sound smart, and that wasn't smart.
He's so arrogant that he can't say that I was wrong.
Right.
Or he can't say that I don't care. Like, at some point, you should be able to just say, you know what? Like, know how to fake it.
Yeah. There's that too.
He don't even know how to fake it. He could have said that. He could have made up a whole cockamamie story about, oh, man, you know what? My friend said it was a good documentary, and he didn't explain it.
Right.
And I was just trying to suggest and promote it because he said it was good.
Yeah.
So I needed some content for my social media. So I was just putting some content out there. I didn't know. I didn't read it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't really look at it. My bad. I just saw the clip notes. I saw his little sizzle reel. It looked interesting to me. I didn't know black people were Hebrews and all this stuff too.
Right.
And then I didn't know all this other stuff was in it.
Right. I didn't realize that was in it. Once I saw that, I was like,
yo, this is mad crazy, y'all.
Right?
I'm going to let y'all know, man. I don't believe in none of that stuff, man. I love all the peoples, man. I love everybody, man. So my bad.
That's it. We all would have laughed.
He's learned how to lie.
We all would have just
He's
been
so
like,
narcissist.
Yeah, right.
He's like, man, I'm not going to be dictated to. I'm not going to make somebody make me say something.
It's like you're exhausting to deal with. Don't you see you're exhausting people? I don't know. Why would you want to be in a world like that where you're just doing things that completely exhaust people and you think you're enlightening? Yeah, you're not enlightening anybody. Yeah. If anything, you're turning the light off for most people.
But I don't think you should have to give like a racist. I'm not saying he's racist. I'm just saying if it's another person in the league was racist and they had Confederate police or whatever they had, I don't want them to. Listen, it's cool. We can work together. As long as you cross that line, I'm going to tax that ass. But you can be racist. You can hate black people all you want.
Yeah.
Like, please don't believe that you haven't been somewhere that people that didn't hate, that hated your guts, that talked stuff about you when they went home, that had different beliefs about you as a person.
We all been there.
So listen, but I don't think they should be forced to believe what they, not to believe what they believe.
Yeah.
Like, that's like trying to force somebody that's an atheist to believe in Jesus. Not my job. That's fine. As long as you stay over there and none of the things that you believe in, none of them deadly sins come over here, and I ain't got to put the Holy Ghost up on your ass, then we good.
You know what you said the other day, which is kind of funny? Maybe KD's thinking about this. It's like, man, now we got to take these stupid courses.
Yes.
We gotta sit.
Now we got to have training.
Now we got to have some guy come in and talk to us. Like, I already
media
know,
training again.
But now I got to go through this because of you.
You know who we used to have?
Like, everybody hates that.
We used to have the freeze guy. Oh, my God.
Freeze guy?
To get on my damn nerves. Everybody that's ever played in the NFL know the freeze guy.
Hang on. Tell the story of the freeze guy and why that is one of those. When you see the freeze guy show up, everybody just goes, oh.
Here we go.
Man, here we go. That story coming up, your calls as well. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Floyd's in Indiana. Floyd.
Hey, guys.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, can you hear me?
We got you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, man, I love your show. I really do. First time I've called in.
Appreciate it.
I didn't watch that, but I never heard of that until the attention was brought to it. So I went and looked it up, and I wasn't going to watch it because I knew from it it's a bunch of bull.
Yep.
But I was wanting to bring up, I know Bart mentioned about the attacks. Let's not forget about Buffalo and Emmanuel.
Yeah.
They're not the only ones under attack.
No,
that just happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
This year.
Yeah, yeah, I was just talking about that on a specifically Jewish community.
Yeah, but you're absolutely,
yeah, absolutely
right, Floyd.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's that's yeah, and it feels like
young
it's
man young man jogging and got attacked. Man, I just got my concealed carry just because of that. I've been putting that off, didn't think I needed it. But now I'm like, I got to protect myself out here because
it's
I don't
crazy.
Know when we could be attacked.
It's
so
no decor.
I just want to know, let's not forget about Emmanuel AME Church. Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
and all of that, too. You know, they mm-hmm. get attacked, and it would be nice. I'm an NBA fan. When I saw those fans with those shirts, I supported that 100%, but I would like to also see them where some were anti-blackness when the George Floyd and everything was going on.
Well, they,
yeah,
you know,
well, they did
funny
that,
how the players,
and trying to get Brittany Griner out.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We've gone back to how, like, the player silence is kind of interesting.
Is it any Jewish basketball players? Like, is
Denny Avdija? Avdija? I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah, what is
with
the guy from the Bulls? Is he Jewish?
Okay.
With the headband, you know what I'm talking about. He dunk
no.
on you.
No.
Okay, no.
Yeah, no. Denny is actually from Israel, so that is one player that.
I feel like, what about his representation? People should be outraged because at the end of the day, they're all in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so whatever community within the football, I mean, the basketball family, it's we have to rally around them as well.
Yeah, it is. That's what it always is supposed to be,
can't
right?
Minimize.
Where do we get to that place where we protect each other right at that point now? And that I thought over the last couple of years we could get there, but this is one once again where I feel like, you know what the unfortunate thing is that the makers of that movie. I wonder how many. You just heard Floyd say he
people
watched
that
it.
Believe that. People that believe that.
Never mind, believe it.
Got it. Yeah,
it got promoted and watched and watched and watched and watched because there were people curious. Well, how bad is it? What's in this thing? So
it's weaponized.
How much has that movie benefited just because of an incident where all this guy had to do was delete it and say, yeah, my bad, that is not something you want to be watching. More of your calls coming up in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Sorry, so, freeze, man.
Yes.
You're talking about, so we were just talking about how what happens, of course, is the residual effect of one person in the office on your team, whatever it is, who does something out of line that everybody knows was wrong, gets in trouble for it, and then residual effect is the rest of us now have to pay in other ways, which is compliance training.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, my God.
Come on, man. I'm a grown-ass.
Like, the
ass.
Obvious
I'm
things.
A, yeah,
that
I'm a grown-ass man.
Like,
no.
I know not to do that just because this moron didn't. So it sounds like KD is in that place with some of the stuff he said this morning about how, can we just play basketball? Like, can we? So you said it happens a lot, like in the NFL, there's a guy, Freeze, who comes in and the whole team has to show up and sit through this. What's this about?
We sit in there. He comes in with actors, and he goes through scenarios.
Oh, no.
So
improv?
So you come home late, and your wife went through your phone. and now she's coming at you, and she hits you in the face. Freeze. How should you handle this?
Like, yo, son.
Are you serious?
Yes. And then he picks people out of the crowd, so now you got to come in and be in the scenario the other actors. And it's like a stage show, like a Tyler Perry movie. It's like a badass nightmare. And you got to do this for like an hour and a half with the freeze guy. Fill out some compliance stuff. Say that you got the training. Then you got to talk about, was it good? Was it beneficial? What can they do better? Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, listen, man. I just been in practice.
I know.
Since... I've been here since 6 in the morning.
Like, I didn't do anything. It's I know not to do this.
Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. Freeze.
You get this?
He used to do the Ricky Symposium, too. Freeze. Like, yo, you freeze. No, thaw out. Get the hell up out of here. Melt your ass up out of here, man. I want to talk about this crap. This is, like, common sense stuff.
Crazy.
Gee, so you have to gather your emotions and calm down. Same thing. No different when you got a fat teammate. Now, I know this is different. You got a fat teammate, and they don't pass the conditioning test. Now, we all doing conditioning after practice because his ass fat. Like, don't make me run because he fat.
You ever have that practice where it's like, you know, it's after a loss?
Yep.
And it's like, we're going to run. And if everyone has to come within a certain time, and if one doesn't, we do it over again.
Yeah.
And you look, you know the one guy that's never going to make the time.
Like,
he's never going to get it. You're like, you're almost shoving him. But bro, get over him. Dragging him.
I was such an a-hole.
Were you?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I would irritate the hell out of the coach. So he just blow it like, just take it in. You can't break me, coach. You ain't nothing, man. You ain't like, man, this dude is.
It's like from Miracle.
Yeah.
When Ruzioni refused to go. Yeah. Right? Michael Ruzioni.
I ain't quit nothing. Shut up.
We're through pass. Who you play for? I play for United States of America.
This is my rifle. It's many like it, but none like mine.
All right, let's continue with the calls. News from Barton Hahn Nation. We got Lionel in North Carolina hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Lionel?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you so much for taking my call. Love the show. Favorite on ESPN.
Thank you.
I think this Kyrie apology is worse than not an apology.
Is it?
It makes me sick.
Why?
Because the thing is, it's disingenuous. He doesn't mean it. He's forced to do it. So he feels the way he feels. Now we can treat him as he acts, instead of this like really trite, dismissive apology, I'm losing game checks. Mm. If you have to ask for an apology,
yes,
that's what not I'm deserved.
That's a great point.
After
Lionel,
he's had time to think about it,
if you've had to ask for it, and then be punished because you haven't apologized
twice,
take a phone away from your kid and tell him that you're not getting it back. To you apologize. I'm sorry. Right? Like that's. It's a great point, Lionel.
They leave and they eat it for about an hour. They come back.
They can't handle it.
Mom, I'm sorry.
They'd be calling me. I
got to be better.
News from Barton Hahn Nation. We got Art in Arizona hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Art.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and I certainly appreciate and honor your profession and your points of view on each and every show. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I've got two questions on the Kyrie Irving and the New Jersey Nets in particular. I hear all these social activists come out on a lot of issues, and I haven't heard anything from Greg Popovich, LeBron James,
right.
Chris Paul,
yep.
Steve
Donald
Kerr.
Trump,
yeah.
Any of our leadership.
Well, I don't really need to hear from Trump on this. It's more of players. Popovich quick to always say something. Steve Kerr quick to say something, and LeBron and those guys always quick to say something, and it's been radio silence with those guys. Nobody has said a word. Like it's like, oh, it doesn't involve me.
But you saw Aaron Donald and Jaylen Brown come out against Kanye West, who was peddling some of that same.
But yet Reggie Miller, Shaq, Charles Barkley had no problem. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, former players having no problem coming out right away and condemning Kyrie for just prolonging this whole thing.
I wonder if this was a white player that would have said something derogatory about African Americans. I wonder how quickly they would have came out and demanded justice. You should have that same outrage about this.
Mm-hmm.
You pop up for everything else. See, that's the problem. When you pop up for everything else, you got to pop up for everything.
Right.
Because it seems like you're picking winners and losers, things that you really care about and that you don't care about.
That's a good point. Angelo's in Jersey.
Injustice is an injustice.
Angelo.
Hey, guys. I want to give you a quick perspective of like a real New Jersey Nets fan, Brooklyn Nets fan. I've been a season ticket holder for like 23 years. I've been to 12-70. The Paul Pierce crap trade, all of this. As I'm getting older and I'm able to take my young sons to the Barclays and sit closer, I'm embarrassed to bring him there. I don't want to bring him there anymore. Kyrie has completely ruined this for me, for him. He's asking me, Why are people booing Kyrie? Why are they talking mad smack about him in the stands? And why is he reacting the way he's reacting? There's no way for a father or an adult or a man to be able to explain that to his children and look him in the face and say, hey, don't worry about it. He plays basketball really well, so let's just ignore him.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be a fan of this team anymore. And I've sunk
thousands
and thousands of dollars in them over the years. So it takes someone like this to push away the few fans that they have. They need to get rid of him. It's enough.
Angelo, I definitely feel that call. I mean, it does reach that point. Now, Sean Marks saying they have not considered waiving him. They're not going to waive him. Giving up
on the team, I think, will be a failure, because what about the guys that have all the beliefs and all and do all the things that you want
your
kid to look for?
One bad apple.
You can't. All groups have bad apples. Whether you're talking about a group of lawyers, group of doctors, it's bad apples in every group.
We'll get into the NFL next. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.